Number one, we don't interrupt during Sukkot Dezimra. There are a number of exceptions, okay? One exception is that if someone will be insulted. So for example, someone who doesn't know that these laws of Tefillah comes up to you and says, "Hey, how you doing?" In that situation, you can say hi, you can greet him, because so in Shema, we're a little bit more strict. So
you're still like, if someone says hi to you, you're like, respond to the greeting.
Right, exactly. You're allowed to respond, but in Sukkot Dezimra, the way we halacha lamaisa, certainly if someone be insulted, you can interrupt. And another scenario would be if it's necessary. So, for example, announcements for the good of the seaboard, like this morning when I'm trying to tell you guys you can learn, or what are we going to do? We don't have a minion, stuff like that. You can talk about. Preferably after Yishtabach, because then the sandwich is over, and so therefore specifically Shulchan Aruch says that's the time to make these halachic discussions, not before Yishtabach, if possible. What about if you have to go to the bathroom, and then you go to the bathroom, because you're not allowed to daven when you have to go to the bathroom, right? So do I say Asher Yatzar, or do I wait until afterwards to say my Asher Yatzar? It's a good kasha, right? What do you guys think?
Wait. There's no limit on how long you have to go to the bathroom until, next time you go to the bathroom.
So you wait until after. So that's the opinion of some posting, like Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says just wait until after Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan actually say you say it right away. That's because we're afraid that you're going to forget to say Asher Yatzar later, and therefore say it right away.
The limit is when you start feeling maybe you want to go again.
Right, exactly. So the Panini Halacha says he recommends like the Mishneh Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. You should do it right away. I mean, finish the paragraph that you're in, but do it right away. But you have what to rely upon either way in terms to Asher Yatzar. Yeah.
So we agreed that you should go to the bathroom if you need to. What if you are the 10th man?
You're mandatory.
Like you are number 10. So
you're number 10, and they need you for Barakulam, and
now you're thinking like a yid.
Give up. I think that if you really have to go to the bathroom, like it's one of those situations you really can't push it off, that your tefillah doesn't even count, even if you davened. So in that situation, you do the right thing by going to the bathroom and taking off tefillah, even if it's, so to speak, a tirchot tibur. That's what needs to be done if you really have to go to the bathroom. So the way that the Pnei Halacha writes it is that if you can't stop thinking about the fact that I have to go to the bathroom, in that scenario you have to go to the bathroom. But if you can push it off to the extent that I'm not thinking about it right now, it's not really on my mind, but yeah, I guess when I think about it, I have to go to the bathroom. So then, in that scenario, theoretically, you can push it off. Although, in general, you should always go to the bathroom before you daven. As just as a recommendation. Because if you even have to go to the bathroom a little bit, you really should go to the bathroom before you start davening.
Just before, after the hour of meditation. No, seriously, if you go to the bathroom after meditation, did you just undo something?
Or? Every person's different, depending on your, bladder situation, but I recommend I always go to the bathroom before I daven. This way, I don't get myself into any of those. Some post can recommend that also. It's good. Yeah.
Is the reason behind going to the bathroom not allowed to stay and pray when you're going to go to the bathroom because of kavana or because of disgrace?
No, it's a disgrace. It's a separate. It's not a kavana issue. It's a disgrace to stand before the king. Yeah. When you have to go to bath. I would say the army story, that in the army they like try to make a gedra out of you. So I said, I have to go to the bathroom, and my commander says, no, hold it up. You gotta be strong. And I was like, excuse me, the rule in the army is that if you're not allowed to make me violate halacha, and it's against the Shulchan Aruch for me to not go to the bathroom when I really need to go to the bathroom. So I have to go to the bathroom. My commander said, okay.
You pulled the Shulchan Aruch
card. I pulled out the Shulchan Aruch card. But that's the halacha. What do you know? The same way they can't make me break Shabbos. Obviously, if it's an emergent situation, then halacha would also say that you can.
How about the time you're on duty on Yom Kippur?
Then you exacerbate Yom Kippur in certain scenarios, but we weren't talking about on duty. I was talking about during training. This is during training exercises. Mm-hmm. Not, okay? Obviously, if you're in service, it's a little different. Fine, last halacha is if you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, because that's also considered a hafsek during tefillah. What about Amin? Can I answer Amin if a chazan is like, you know, if you're hearing Shliach Tzibur during tefillah? So you can say Amin, but you don't have to say Amin. Since you're immersed in a mitzvah, you don't have to say Amin, and especially if it's going to distract your kavanah, you don't have to say Amin. Certainly if you're, let's say, at the Kotel, and you hear everyone around you, like, you know, all these minions, you don't have to say Amin every 5 minutes. But if you're in a minion and they're up to Kedusha, you should stop and say Kedusha, even in the middle of your Pesukim to Zimra. You should also say Modim. You should be Mitzaref to the Tzibur with these kind of general...
Kaddish
also, I think, you could say Amin Yishmei Rabba. You should say Amin Yishmei Rabba. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think you can say Amin, but you don't have to say Amin. Just like in Chagot Shabbat. Is that correct, Rabbi Amin?
I don't agree with the opposites.
Okay. I think
the Amin Yishmei Rabba and the Amin after...
At the end of the Kaddish, you say it. Right. But if it's the other Amin, I believe, he says you can choose to if you want to, but you don't have to. Okay? Does that make sense? So that's the laws, basically, of interruptions in Pesukei de Zimra that came up today. Okay?